Let's talk about seven micro habits that will help you have a cleaner home. My name is Lucretia and I'm a stay-at-home mom. I homeschool. I have a five-year-old and a one-year-old, and these are the simple habits that I use to keep my home clean. They don't take a lot of energy. That's why they are called micro habits. And these are the simple seven ways that you can have a cleaner home when you're low on energy and short on time. Let's talk about what a micro habit is. This is a habit that is so small and so easy to do that it doesn't require a lot of motivation to get it done. The examples I'm going to be sharing with you today are called micro habits because they shouldn't be very hard for you to complete so that you can take the steps to having a cleaner home. The first micro habit that I like to use is to declutter one thing each day. And when I say declutter, I don't mean to move something from one bedroom to the other bedroom. I don't mean to post it on Facebook Marketplace and hope that somebody will buy it. And I really don't mean to put it in your trunk of your car, drive around with it for 3 months, hoping that you'll finally remember to take it to the thrift store. When I say declutter one thing, I want you to get rid of it. Whether that is recycling it or putting it in the trash can, I want it out of your home. So that is what I mean when I say declutter just one thing each day. Keep it super simple. This is why it's called a micro habit. Micro habit number two for a cleaner home is to go around your home at the end of the night and put the dishes in the sink. And so what this does is whenever you wake up in the morning, your kitchen will appear cleaner because the countertops aren't full of clutter. And so whenever you put everything in one central location, it'll make your kitchen appear cleaner and you won't start the day so overwhelmed and frazzled. And it's a simple micro habit because it's not as overwhelming as saying clean the kitchen every night before you go to bed. That can be really overwhelming. But if we're just going around the house and making sure we're getting all of the dirty dishes and putting them in the sink so that it's easier to put them in the dishwasher or wash them by hand the next morning, that is why this micro habit is effective. And before we move on to micro habit number three, make sure you hit that subscribe button so that I know you are enjoying these simple micro habits that are going to help you create a cleaner home. Micro habit number three is to have a designated place for things like the keys, mail, and shoes. These are items that can quickly cause your house to feel cluttered and overwhelming. So if you have a place to put your car keys every single time you come home, you put them in the exact same location so they don't get lost. Your mail, have a certain place that you lay that. Even if you don't look at your mail as soon as you bring it into your house, just make sure you have somewhere that you set it so it's all together and it's easier for you to sort through it so you know what to keep and what you can toss. And for your shoes, just have a simple place, one location that you can keep them so that you guys aren't losing shoes and your front entryway isn't covered in shoes and you can't even walk in and out of the door. So those are items that can quickly lead your house to feeling cluttered and overwhelming. So that's why we want to create the habit of having specific locations or a home for those items. Micro habit number four has a funny story behind it. When we had our first daughter, we would have to get up in the middle of the night and go across the house to the nursery to grab things that she might need, and we didn't have an hour room with us. And we noticed that we kept tripping over toys when we'd have to get up at 2 a.m. So one thing we started doing is making sure we pick up all of the toys before we go to bed. So that is micro habit number four, is making sure that the living room has a clear path so that you can get to where you need to go if you happen to get up at the middle of the night, or so you can wake up to a clean home in the morning. Because who doesn't love that? So micro habit number four is just making sure that you are cleaning these high traffic areas and not like really cleaning them, just making sure you're picking things up before you go to bed so that you can wake up to a clean living room in the morning and there's not toys scattered all around that you're tripping over. Micro habit number five that will help you have a cleaner home is to do one load of laundry per day. And when I say do one load of laundry, I just mean put it in the washing machine and then later on put it in the dryer. And that's all that I do. I prefer to wait until I have like two or three baskets of clean laundry to put away because I like to listen to a podcast or watch a Netflix show while I'm putting away the laundry. So I will just make sure that I start a load of laundry and put it in the dryer each day. And lately, since I've been getting rid of things, I've been decluttering a lot. We do a load of laundry every other day. So that just helps me stay kept up with the laundry so that it doesn't feel so overwhelming. And then I intentionally make the decision to let the clean laundry build up so that I can put it away all at once while I'm being entertained by Netflix or a podcast. Micro habit number 6 is to make your bed in the morning. And this can feel super simple and can be highly overlooked, but your bed is such a huge piece in a bedroom. It probably takes up a lot of the space in your bedroom. And so whenever it's disarray and it's just the blankets are thrown everywhere, pillows are scattered, it can really make the room feel messy. So this simple act of making the bed every single morning, even if you don't like throw all the decorative pillows, like I do not throw all of those decorative pillows on the bed every morning just to take them off every night. I've just had never been a fan of that. So I just put the pillows we sleep on and when I'm making the bed, and that's it. It takes a few seconds. It is not a lot of time out of my day, and it makes the room appear much cleaner and much more organized by just doing that simple act of having the main piece of furniture in the room look put together. So take a couple of seconds, make your bed in the morning, even if it doesn't look like the picture on the comforter bag, that's okay. Just make it look more nice so that the room feels more put together and more organized. And micro habit number 7 is to use the one touch rule. And what this means is that you only touch an item one time. When you're done with it, you put it back where it goes. So we're not getting the mail and saying, laying it around, and we'll say, I'll look at that later. We're getting the mail. We either put it where it goes so that we can look at it later and we know exactly where to find it, or we're handling it right now. But we only want to be touching something one time. So if you get a coffee mug, you drink your coffee, it's done. Don't just leave it on the counter. We want to go ahead and put it in the sink or the dishwasher so that we're only touching it that one time and we don't have to come back later and clean it up. So we're taking a proactive approach to keeping our home clean rather than reacting to the messy home at the end of the day and then we feel overwhelmed. So those are 7 simple micro habits that are going to help you have a cleaner home. And if you love this video, make sure you check out the next video all about how to stay consistent with these new micro habits. And I'll see you later.